Got it, Rex. Dip bushes is quite a big job. Yeah. So that's like subframe out. Give me the liberty, give me 2 seconds. Yep, 2 seconds. You there? Yeah, so that'll probably be subframe out. So we'll try attempt it. We've got a tool here we can give a crack, but I don't think it'll fit just because of where the dip bushes are. So we can do it for you, but we'll need the car probably 2 to 3 days. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, we'll make sure you've got it back by the Wednesday. So if anything, we'll probably aim for Tuesday to get it back to you. Not really like the arm bushes, yes. But then if you go doing it all those at the same time, it's gonna get pretty pricey. We normally don't replace the arm bushes themselves just because it's actually cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper to replace the arm with a brand new one. To do the diff bushes, if it ends up needing the subframe out, there's probably going to be something like 6 hours labor or 6 to 8 somewhere. So straight off the bat, the diff bushes is like $1,000. All the arms, I think off the top of my head, they're about 150 per arm, and there's four of them that are easily changeable while you're there. So you'd end up, oh, I'd say somewhere around 2K. Yeah, you want to order the arms for you? Yeah. That's all right. I can order them for you. That's easy enough anyway. Yeah, we can just return them to Subaru. Not really. I can see if I can maybe get you some STI arms instead, but they're going to be more expensive. Instead of a rubber bush, I'd say they're probably double the price. Yeah, so yeah, instead of a. Something like that, yeah. Yeah, they're a lot better. Yeah, they've got no rubber bush. They're the spherical joint instead. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll see if we can actually get them or not. If not, then I'll just order the normal one for you. All right. Done. Easy. Tony. Yeah, sorry, just quickly while I got you. It's a GT07. Yep, done. Easy. All good. Thanks. See ya.